Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions right now. I'm talking with Jesse and Trent from a band called Old Iron. They have a new EP, split EP, available now on Satanic Royalty Records. A few months back, we talked with Freiberger from the label all about everything that's going to be coming in 2022, and this was one of those things. So welcome, Jesse and Trent. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, Jesse, I've had you on the show before. Yep. I think for Metal Shop and Trent. Oh, I've had you for both Sandrider and Old Iron, right?
Yep.
That's right. But Trent, I think this is probably the first time I've had you on, though I've played your music quite a bit.
I've been on with you with Yellfire and Grenades before.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, now I already screwed up.
It's okay.
Nice. All right. Well, it's one big happy family then. Well, in case people are just hearing you guys for the first time, you're becoming now aware of Old Iron. Jesse, why don't you start us off? What do you play in the band? And how long have you been playing with Old Iron?
It's been 11 years. Yeah. I play guitar and sing, I guess, or I vocalize, I guess you'd call
yes.
it. So that's what I do. And make record covers.
Yes. And Trent, how about you?
I'm Trent and I play drums.
And how long have you been with Old Iron? Have you been in the whole time?
Since I think I've been in for 8 years now.
Okay.
It was like Capitol Hill Block Party 2013 or maybe before that. You remember, Jesse?
Yeah, we were playing at Barboza, I think. You were playing with Giza, and right around that time, our drummer quit, and we needed you caught our eye, and so I think we courted you, and you were receptive. So,
yeah. But Brandon quit right before the block party, and then Jared called me and asked me if I knew anyone that might be interested, and I said I would be interested, and then I feel like I can't remember how long. What year it was when I actually joined, but I feel like it's been 7 or 8 years.
Right, right. I forget.
What year is it? 2022. So
yeah,
something crazy. Like that.
Dang, maybe 9 years now.
Just getting right into things. Where are you guys located right now, Trent? Are you in Seattle? Are you in Tacoma? Where and in what neighborhood in Seattle? If you are,
I live in West Seattle.
Okay.
Right on the cusp of White Center in West Seattle.
Awesome. And how about you, Jesse?
I'm in Boulevard Park, which is kind of adjacent to White Center. So we're repping the South Side pretty hard.
Awesome. Are you guys able to practice down in West Seattle or White Center? You guys have a spot down there?
Actually, we're at the substation, so we drive all the way to Ballard to play, but you know, hey, that's what you got to do.
Absolutely. What shout out any other bands you guys share a space with?
Hell yeah. It Falls, Dan Ryder.
Yeah, it's one big happy family there. It's cool.
Nice. Right on. Well, you mentioned that you do album covers and you do the artwork for your bands. Now this new album is the split that you put out and with a band called Verdun.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful artwork. Did you produce that? Did you create the artwork?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. I
painted it.
Wow. Awesome.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun to do. It was actually, it was something I had done for another project and it just didn't really fit. And so it just, I had that sort of the chrysalis of this started and then I needed we needed a cover for this new Old Iron thing. And so it just seemed to fit like thematically too, kind of with what the songs were kind of sort of alluding to. So, yeah.
If you haven't listened to any of my other interviews with Jesse from Sandrider, Old Iron, this, he's an incredible tattoo artist as well. So let's shout out your tattoo studio.
Thank you. I own Dark Age Tattoo in Seattle up on Capitol Hill. Yep. Been doing that for, this is my 22nd year. So it's been a minute.
Awesome. I'm sure you tattoo many people within the Northwest music scene.
Hell yeah.
I have. It's crazy. Yeah. Lots of people. Tattoo Trent, you know, it's amazing when I think about like all the people that I've affected through tattooing. It's pretty crazy. It's neat. Yeah. I still love doing it. It's really, really a labor of love, honestly.
I have a friend named Pete who passed away last year, unfortunately, but at his memorial, he was a tattoo artist. Pete Dominguez, he was a tattoo artist in Northwest, and he had a memorial and they said like, who here has a piece of Pete's tattoo, you know, artwork on them? And everyone raised their hand, you know, even his mom, who's this old Texas lady, you know, had a tattoo from him.
Oh, so yeah. It's wild when you start doing something for multiple decades, I'm tattooing people's children now. So it's like sometimes there are some families that I've done three generations, like, you know, the grandparents, the kids, and then the kids' kids.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool to be able to do that for, you know, a whole family.
So getting okay. All right, Trent, what are you smoking on?
It's a little bit of Dutch treat.
There you go. Nice. okay. So, going back, you know, like as young as you can remember, what's the first album cover that stuck out to you as far as like artwork? Was it like a Maiden record or something like that?
For me, it was Asia. It was that, I think it was Roger Dean was the artist that did it. It's a dragon rising out of the water. It's completely epic. I'm still kind of mesmerized by it to this day, but that was kind of one of my first times I saw kind of airbrush style fantasy art that like really evoked a kind of primal response in me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I, at the time my dad was like, hey, you know, I think he was trying to get me into music and he's like, hey, you want to pick out a record? You know, we can, you know, cause he had some vinyl. He's like, let's just pick out a record, you know? And I picked out this Asia record.
Yeah.
I still have any memory of what it sounds like. You know, I don't listen to Asia or anything, but I remember that cover for sure. Yeah. So.
Okay. Awesome, man. Well, Trent, what was the first time that you remember music being in your life? What was your, you know, earliest memory of like music, whether it be rock, jazz, or, you know, choir music or anything?
I guess earliest memory of music would be like my dad used to play acoustic guitar in the hallway when me and my brother were like going to sleep, and he would like sing like chill songs to help us go to sleep.
And then at what age did you start playing drums?
11.
Awesome. And so you started on the drums then?
Yeah, I started playing percussion in middle school. and like band. And then I asked for a drum set. Like I had been asking for a drum set for Christmas for my parents for a while, and they got me this like real, like, I don't want to speak negatively because it got me started, but it was a pretty basic drum set.
Yeah.
And I when I was about 11, I beat on that thing for like 6 or 7 years. Everything was complete duct tape by the end of it.
Yeah.
Got a slightly better drum set after that.
Tone tape, man.
Yeah, all the heads were duct tape. All the cymbals were duct tape.
The heads were duct tape. That's so primal.
I didn't know anything about anything. You know, I was just like, oh, this one broke. Yeah. I tape it.
Who were your inspirations early on as far as like drummers that you really kind of like took, you know, cues from?
I was a lot, mostly classic rock. Like probably John Bonham was like the biggest influence. I was mostly only exposed to like classic rock until classic rock and like whatever was on the radio and like mainstream stuff. But like, I would say John Bonham was probably the biggest influence, of course. And then, like my dad showed me like Inagata De Vita by Iron Butterfly.
Yeah.
Like pretty early on, and was like, you got to play this. Learn this.
Nice.
So mostly like that sort of stuff. Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd and stuff.
Do you remember the first band that really like blew you away as far as like a heavy underground band?
Oh, like, yeah, I heard Harkonnen at some point, and it was like, holy shit, like, what? People play stuff like this? And I knew they were from, like, Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, most people around that time heard, like, Botch first.
Sure.
But I heard Harkonnen first, and it was like, holy fucking, like, it's... I had mostly heard, like, just, like, faster metal at that point. And,
sure.
You know, they were playing a little bit slower, and... I just remember being like taken aback for sure. Like, holy shit, I really like this stuff.
And Jesse, how about you, man? What was the first time that, like, you know, whether it be punk or hardcore or metal or any kind of like, you know, non-mainstream aggressive music?
Well, we used to have this in Wenatchee. We had this tape, or it was like a music store.
Yeah.
Run by this guy named Bob Gottfried. And I think he was kind of like I've come to learn that he was like a jazz drummer.
Oh,
and cool. I had no idea that there was this whole jazz music scene in Wenatchee before, you know, long before my time, but
yeah.
Used to sit in the back and chain smoke cigarettes. And he had, you know, lots of vinyl and stuff, but he had this really great tape selection of like punk tapes. And so every once in a while I'd save up some money and go in and like just randomly try out a tape, you know? And so I think like that sort of introduced me. He had like a bunch of SST stuff. So I think early on it was like Descendants and early Sonic Youth, Black Flag, stuff like that. And then I was always just kind of on, it was whatever, wasn't really exposed to a lot of stuff. So it was just, I kind of just ate, you know, anything I could get my hands on, I was into. Like, I think probably one of the first heavy things that I heard was like, when I heard like Master of Puppets for the first time, like that was just like, you know, one of my buddies from the BMX track was like, hey man, you want to come back to my house? I'm going to show you some, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. And then he put on Master of Puppets and I was like, oh yeah, wow. This is crazy. Like, I feel like, I don't know if I should be listening to this. You know,
right.
It seemed so like dark to me at the time. Cause you know, it's just all about my context was like, you know, that kind of blew my mind, but yeah. I guess it's turned into like a lifelong sort of thing now.
Awesome. Well, just kind of getting some, you know, some background from you guys, but you know, I do want to mention that you know, I kind of buried the lead here. You guys are going to be playing some shows, 4 shows in a row, doing a kind of a little mini tour here with Matt Pike's new solo project, Matt Pike versus the Automaton. He has a new album out on Monarch Heavy. It is the first solo album, you know, Matt Pike from High on Fire, from Asbestos Death, from Sleep, and now he's bringing the riffage. And so he's going to be coming May 5th at the Bar House in Seattle Fremont area. May 6th at the Plaid Pig in Tacoma. May 7th in Port Angeles at Little Devil's Lunchbox. And May 8th in Portland at High Watermark. Now, Jesse mentioned that May 7th, he's curious about getting over to Port Angeles. This is the first time you guys are going to be playing over there in Port Angeles?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a ripper.
I think so. I think based on the on all of that I've heard there is that it's not going to be like a humongous show, but the people that will come out are going to be dedicated, are going to love it, and you're going to have amazing food.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the food more than anything. But I mean, I know the show is going to be amazing.
The guy who runs this place, he has the kind of, you know, he smokes his meat for a very long time, and it is just like perfect brisket and, you know, really good barbecue. So if you're a meat eater I don't know if they have many vegan options over there, but
we'll find out.
I guess so. Anyway, so yeah, you guys have the new split. Tell me a little bit about, are these songs, were they, songs you wrote during the pandemic, or did you have them, you know, were they songs that you had written quite a while ago?
Okay. Actually, yeah, they were, we've been sitting on them for quite a while. It just sort of, just by nature of, the band we were doing the split with is from France. And so there was just like it just took longer for it to come together. Neither group was in any rush to make it happen. It was just very organic and kind mm-hmm. of, I had met Flob, the bass player, on tour with Kid Congo Powers, 'cause he had kind of filled in for our regular driver. And, it was weird. It was a totally different style of music, and we were kind of chatting about stuff, and he was like, yeah, you know, I'm into this heavy band and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm in a heavy band too. And, you know, we just realized we were kind of kindred spirits in that regard, and just kind of kept that, you know, relationship going over the years. And it's like, they were like, hey, you want to do this thing with us? And we're like, yes, we do. So at any rate, we've been sitting on that stuff for a while. And then obviously just the pandemic's made like pressing vinyl is just like, it's crazy. The lead times on stuff now.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Amazing. Like, yeah, you got to plan stuff like a year and a half ahead to be able to get it to come out when you want it to. It's wild, but I'm glad they're busy. You know, because vinyl's like, I'm pretty amazed with how vinyl's come back. It's just awesome for artists, because it's like, you know, proprietary. It's good.
Did we mention the, I feel like we haven't even mentioned the name of the band we did the split with. Yeah.
Verdun.
Oh yeah.
Okay. We did.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, from Pellier, awesome. France. Yeah, they're awesome. You got to check them out if you haven't heard them. Very cool.
Do you think that you guys will ever play over there, or they will ever play over here?
I would like to see both happen.
Okay.
I know there's obviously there's a lot of crazy stuff going on over there right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure when that'll be, but that's definitely on our list of to-dos. So.
Yeah, that's the idea for sure. Us do a tour over there with them, and then they do a tour over here with us.
I really want to go someday. I've always dreamed of playing Roadburn, so that's like, I'd love to play Roadburn someday, assuming they continue to do it. I don't know if they're doing it this year or not, but
they're doing it for sure.
Are they? Okay, yep. Cool. Yeah,
do it. Okay, so you guys, have these two songs, and the split is available now with Satanic Royalty. Tell me a little bit about, you know, teaming up with Freiberger, because you guys were on Good to Die. Obviously Good to Die disbanded. Unfortunately, the label ended, Nick, ended the label. And then, it seems like, Freiberger kind of picked up where it left off and you know, Sand Riders on Satanic Royalty. Now yep. You're now Old Iron. Was it pretty easy to land with Freiberger?
Yeah, it just happened very like organically. We seem to have a lot of common interests, and so it all came into place really quickly. Yeah, so it seemed like a natural fit, and I've just been really like really pleased with how much enthusiasm he has. It's like there's lots of really jaded people and
sure.
in the music industry and like to just to be in contact with somebody that has like a genuine passion for it. And it's like, you can really tell it's out of a love for music and what it, still music's still important to him. And it's like, that's awesome. That's who you want pushing your records and talking about your records. And, you know, I think,
it's not just a product to move units, you know, it's actually like the music and the craft and the art. And like it seems to me just from the conversations that I've had, I mean, I know this is that he's only going to sign bands that he loves and that he believes in. So.
Yeah. And it's cool to feel that from somebody that's putting out your records that they're like, I love your band. I'm want to push this as hard as I can, you know? And it's, it's great. It's super flattering too, to have somebody want to put that kind of their resources into what you're doing, you know,
As an
artist or whatever you want to call, we want to call ourselves. I don't know.
So the album is available now. And if you don't know who we're talking about Freiberger. He is the guy who's probably serving you drinks at Bar House. He also plays in a band called Death Cave. You would recognize him. He's tattooed, long haired Hesher dude at Bar House. Tell him we said what's up if you head over there. And you can head over there, see what I did here, May 5th at the Bar House to see Old Iron with Pike versus the Automaton. See, I just threw it in there.
I like it.
he also repressed our last LP, Lupus Metallorum, the one that's out of print from Good to Die for a while. He just repressed it on some pretty exciting different colors.
He's gone all out on the packaging. It's awesome. It's so much fun to have so many different variants of stuff to kind of, you know.
Do you make sure to get one of each?
He's given us one of each so far. Nice. It's been awesome to have a little collection of
the
sampler set.
Absolutely. So, do you guys, you know, I hate to pry or anything, but do you guys have some more material coming down the way? I'm assuming probably you guys.
Yeah,
we've got a whole record that's we've been kind of right now we're kind of doing in demo post-production for, but you know, all the songs are pretty much written. We're just kind of, you know, just getting all the warts and hairs taken off, you know, but we've been busy. It was actually when we were on lockdown, it was actually really productive. We had a really good workflow. Yeah. So, we kind of just kept that going. It's a good, figured out a good way to work on stuff.
Cause we have like separate recording setups so we can like record stuff on our own and send it to each other. And we have embraced the click track for this new stuff just for the sake of ease of transferring files.
Yeah, it's kind of the first time I've like collaborated. Like, I mean, it's weird to say remotely because we live in the same city, but
yeah.
I mean, that's basically what we were. We could have been anywhere and done it this way, but it worked. It was it's cool. So I'm excited to see how this stuff all comes together. You know, it's kind of similar in some ways, but there's definitely some kind of new stuff. New directions we're kind of going into. So yeah, we'll see.
Awesome, man. Well, we're actually going to go into a song here. Planetesimal. I believe I said that right. Planetesimal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is from the Old Iron Verdun split that's available now on Satanic Royalty. You can catch them again May 5th at Bar House, May 6th at Plaid Pig, May 7th at Little Devil's Lunchbox in Port Angeles, May 8th in Portland at High Watermark. And Planetesimal, tell me about this one.
It's just about planets forming. You know, the planetesimal is a small ball of rock or cosmic material that's just starting to form its own gravitational field around it. And it's just sort of like my pondering the forces that are at work in forming all the different sort of heavenly bodies, I guess you'd say. It comes out of a lot of times those things come out of really violent reactions, but then that's sort of necessary at the same time. And just kind of like being caught in the middle of all that stuff happening. I guess that's sort of the vantage point that it's sort of written from.
Trippy, man.
I'm a card carrying number.
I like it, dude. That's awesome. All right, here's Planetesimal, new music by Old Iron. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got Jesse and Trent from a band called Old Iron. They're going to be playing May 5th at the Bar House, May 6th at Plaid Pig, May 7th at Little Devil's Lunchbox in Port Angeles, and May 8th in Portland at High Water Mark. That is a mouthful, but they're going to be playing with Matt Pike's new project, Matt Pike from Sleep. And you could see Sleep behind me, Sleep. And the Holy Mountain record, Sleep, and also, you know, High on Fire, but his new project, Matt Pike versus the Automaton, they're going to be supporting that. And so have you guys played any big shows since the, you know, everything's been lifted and shows have been back, or is this going to be your first gigs?
We played
at Bar House. One comeback show at Bar House. What was that, December, Jesse?
Yeah, it was kind of beginning of the year. Yeah,
I guess that was the first year. One in since like 2019.
That it felt nice to be back.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome. during, you know, the pandemic, you said that it was a very, you know, productive as far as your band and everything, writing new music, you know, getting a full length worked on and these songs. But aside from music, what else did you do to stay sane?
I think everybody went crazy a little bit. I played a lot of guitar. I took up the drums and I got really, really serious about playing drums. I'd always wanted to kind of really focus on drums ever since I was young, and I just never really had the space to do it, or just, I don't know, the time. I didn't have the time, basically. And so I was able to just like practice every day, and that was really cool. It's changed my songwriting a bit, because I feel like I understand like what's happening, you know, in the band as an organism a little bit better than I did before. So yeah, I kind of really just threw myself into that, and I painted a lot, you know. I'm kind of a hermit anyway, so yeah. I kind of thrived, honestly.
And Trent, how about you, man?
I buckled down on like practicing certain drumming things that I've always wanted to do but couldn't do, and I like played a lot by myself and like did a lot of click track practice just like daily and doing a lot of rudiments and stuff, and yeah. Also like working on finishing my workshop where I also build snares and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
So I built a lot of drums and made a lot of progress with my workshop and my like I figured out how to do like blast beats and faster double bass stuff, and that was really fun and
life skills.
The important stuff, you know?
Grindcore Trent coming up. Nice.
I mean, I'm not like proficient at it yet, but like I feel a lot more confident now than prior to the pandemic. But yeah, I built a lot of drums for a lot of people this year or the last couple of years, and I'm pretty stoked about that.
Awesome. Well, okay, so here's a question that I've asked a few people, and I'm curious about you guys. So, obviously the last couple of years has been difficult on everyone. If you were having like a really crappy day, or just say, you're having a crappy day, what's an album that you can reach for that can bring you back to a positive place, whether it be, a positive album, an album to get your aggression out, or an album to calm you down, just something that you can reach for. That's something that'll put you in a better place. Trent, let's start with you this time.
Oh man. Don Caballero is always a favorite of mine that I like to go back to, and any album really. A lot of people hate on the newest albums, but I just love that guy's drumming so much, and anything that like Zach Hill from Hella does between like Hella and Don Caballero, just going back between to those two bands, like it always brings me to a really positive place. But also like really, really heavy stuff like Canute, or that this band that I started listening to at the start of the pandemic, LLNN.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
I really, really like that stuff. So many, I feel like I discovered a ton of bands over the pandemic that have helped. Of course, I'm drawing a blank right now, but.
So you're a big fan of the like kind of math rock and stuff like that?
Yeah, big fan of. So, as a drummer, I'm always a fan of drum bands.
Have you had a chance to listen to the new Meshuggah album?
Yeah. I love that band. That drummer is one of my favorites. He's that band super inspiring. And I haven't listened to the whole new album, but what I've heard, I liked for sure.
I'm not a musician. A lot of that stuff goes above my head, but I love that band. But I just know that they're like a musician's musician band. I just know that. I just like them, but I know that like I can't wrap my head around most of it. So, I enjoy it, but it's one of those bands that like I get into a groove and I'm like, I am not on time here. Okay. And then the groove changes and you're just like, all right.
It's a great magic.
I just watched a really interesting documentary of theirs. I can't remember what it's called, but I found it on YouTube, but it was like really interesting. It was like they go into how like their process of like how they make albums, and it was like, oh, like that's a really good idea. Like now I want to try doing it that way, but
it's a math equation.
They essentially like record stuff on their own in their own rooms, and they like work on their own songs, and then like come together and like show each other stuff. It's like essentially what me and Jesse were doing over the pandemic, but like in the same house for like months at a time. I don't know. It was really interesting. That's not the only thing they were doing, but
it's amazing to me that they can do it that way and it comes out cohesive. That's
Wild. Well, like of course they all come in and they play on each other's stuff, but like, and they're all giving each other feedback, but like they're all coming up with like skeletons of like tracks on their own and then
piecing it together, collaborating
together. And I think that's so rad to like, and they're, you know, of course amazing at what they do, but I would love to be able to just work on an album in the same house for like a really long time, or like even, we don't even have to be in the same house. It's just rad being, having like a recording setup.
Yeah.
Like, that has changed my world so much. Just like a basic GarageBand recording setup, just enough to like send someone tracks. It's like crazy how much that has helped my music making life.
I imagine, you know, like just being able to just like have something pop in your head, like, okay, let's get this done, you know, before it comes, I forget it, let's just throw it down.
Oh yeah. Ideas are like butterflies. You got to capture them when you have them. Otherwise they just flutter off and you never see them again. I've had so many songs that I've lost because I didn't have the time to like sit down or record it when it happened. But hey, you know, there's always more songs, I guess.
Yeah. Like what, one of my favorite of our new songs started because Jared was like, send me a drum beat. And I just like recorded some drums to like 7/8. It was just super random, like something I just came up with on the spot and did like a few takes. And then he like chopped it up and wrote a bunch of stuff around it. And it was like, whoa. And then Jesse wrote guitar over it. And it was like, holy shit, this is a song now. And that was like a total, like not even thought out. It was just like, I'm just going to play this drum beat and do a couple different variations.
Yeah, it's kind of like reverse engineering songs. Fun.
Well, Jesse, let's get back to this. What's an album that you can go to, you know, if you're having a crap day?
Mine? I mean, this is weird, but I'd have to say it's probably Boards of Canada.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what it is about that. It's just like a serotonin reset for me or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know. It's weird. What else? Yeah, it's something like... Yeah, I wouldn't say I'd go to anything heavy if I was really, cause I'm really sensitive to like, depending on what I'm listening to at a certain time, especially if I'm like feeling like stressed, music really, really imprints on me. And so like, I have to be careful sometimes, like what I listen to at certain times in my life. Like if I have a bunch of certain like heavy stuff going on, like there are certain things I avoid listening to because I don't want them to be tainted by, you know, they're too precious to be tainted by this thing that's going on in my life. But yeah, I think that Boards of Canada is probably my go-to for that kind of stuff.
What is the most played artist at your tattoo shop? Whether or not it's something that you throw on, just something that is you always hear.
Probably either Yob or High on Fire.
Okay.
Yeah. Any one of their various different records, but yeah, those are definitely on heavy rotation. Lately we've been, I just discovered this band Absent in Body. Have you heard this?
Is that the dude from Amon Ra's band?
Yeah, it's got Scott Kelly and the guy from Amon Ra. Man, it came out on, I think, the 25th of March.
Yeah, Relapse, yeah.
I've been loving that record. It's really cool. So I've been getting real into that lately.
Nice, dude.
As far as heavy stuff, like it's cool. But that's the only thing.
Well, very fitting that you guys are going to be playing with Matt Pike and the Automaton versus the Automaton. One more question for you, Jesse. So how do you differentiate when you're going in to write some music? How do you choose, like, this is going to be a Sandrider song or this is going to be an Old Iron song? Is it pretty, or are they pretty separate in your head?
Oh, they're totally separate just because I'm writing on bass and Sandrider.
Oh, okay.
So I just like, just a different part of my brain. The tuning's different too. Okay. So it's like the whole timbre of it is like for Old Iron is so much lower and kind of darker. So yeah, there have been moments when I've been like working on stuff and I have to be like, oh, wait a minute, would this be better as a you know, a Sandrider song or something.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's usually pretty cut and dry. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, this is obviously a, you know, whatever, a Sandrider riff.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of different. They're different moods. You know, Sandrider's a little more tongue-in-cheek, kind of, I think.
A little bit more rock and roll, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's more like party rock or something.
Totally.
I don't know, really. That's how I think of it. I don't know how what it actually is, you know.
I can see that.
Know that when you're doing it, you never know what it
is. Party soundtrack. I got it. Trent, you're in some other projects. Is that right?
Yes.
Why don't we shout them out?
I play in Yellfire and Ten Suns and Coastlands, that's based in Portland.
Awesome. Right on, man. Well, okay. So we're going to end this with another song from the split EP that you did with Verdun. Again, I will mention May 5th at the Bar House, May 6th at Plaid Pig, May 7th at Little Devil's Lunchbox in Port Angeles, May 8th in Portland at High Watermark. Going to be playing with Pike versus the Automaton, a bunch of other awesome local bands going to be playing alongside these shows. You guys are going to be doing 4 gigs here. And aside from that, if people are listening to this, but you know, they have work or family stuff that, you know, prevents them from being able to see these shows, what's the best way to support you guys?
Well, we've got Bandcamp. We have a website and we have a YouTube channel as well. So, you know, subscribers to that always help. We have a video that for both songs on the split that are on YouTube right now. So, you know, if it tickles your fancy, go check those out too. Give them a watch. The people, you know, that worked on the video stuff worked really hard on them, and I think they turned out really cool. So I would love for people to be able to see their work and kind of our collaboration with them.
Right. Yeah. On. Our first official music videos.
Nice. Catch them on MTV. Not so much.
Do they play music videos on
no,
MTV?
No, just Wildin' Out. Or no, what? Yeah. Anyways, before we go into this song, Trent, what is your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Of all time? Oh man.
Just a simple question.
Helmsley.
Helmsley. Okay. Nice. Yeah. And Jesse, what about you?
Wipers.
Nice. All right. All right. Here it is. Strix Nebuloso. Nebulosa. Why don't you tell me about this one, Jesse? We got a gnarly one for this, huh?
Well, this one's kind of I kind of like to dip into mythology sometimes, and so there's sort of a legend about this creature that would hang out in caves and eat children from these villages, and called the Strix. And it also I sort of became aware of it because I was doing some research on owls. And there was a genus of owl that was a Strix nebulosa. And so I thought, oh, that's really cool. Those words look really cool. And so I looked it up and then it sort of sent me down this whole rabbit hole of what the Strix represents, you know, in mythology. And so, yeah, so it's kind of like alluding to this sort of half human, half sort of aviary creature that's preying on children. Nice. But it's sort of, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You can fill in the rest on your own.
Google image search this. Check it out. Yeah. Strix Nebulosa from the Old Iron Verdun split. If you like this, check it out and order this on Satanic Royalty. Again, playing May 5th at Bar House, May 6th at Plaid Pig, May 7th at Little Devil's Lunchbox, May 8th in Portland. Thank you guys for doing this with me.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Here it is. It's Strix Nebulosa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right on, man. Well, okay. So we're going to end this with another song from the split EP that you did with Verdun. Again, I will mention May 5th at the Bar House, May 6th at Plaid Pig, May 7th at Little Devil's Lunchbox in Port Angeles, May 8th in Portland at High Watermark. Going to be playing with Pike versus the Automaton, a bunch of other awesome local bands going to be playing alongside these shows. You guys are going to be doing 4 gigs here. And aside from that, if people are listening to this, but you know, they have work or family stuff that, you know, prevents them from being able to see these shows, what's the best way to support you guys?
Well, we've got Bandcamp. We have a website and we have a YouTube channel as well. So, you know, subscribers to that always help. We have a video that for both songs on the split that are on YouTube right now. So, you know, if it tickles your fancy, go check those out too. Give them a watch. The people, you know, that worked on the video stuff worked really hard on them, and I think they turned out really cool. So I would love for people to be able to see their work and kind of our collaboration with them.
Right, yeah. On. Our first official music videos.
Nice. Catch them on MTV. Not so much.
Do they play music videos on
no,
MTV?
No, just Wildin' Out. Or no, what? Yeah. Anyways, before we go into this song, Trent, what is your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Of all time? Oh man.
Just a simple question.
Helmsley.
Helmsley. Okay. Nice. Yeah. And Jesse, what about you?
Wipers.
Nice. All right. All right. Here it is. Strix Nebuloso. Nebulosa. Why don't you tell me about this one, Jesse? We got a gnarly one for this, huh?
Well, this one's kind of I kind of like to dip into mythology sometimes, and so there's sort of a legend about this creature that would hang out in caves and eat children from these villages, and called the Strix. And it also I sort of became aware of it because I was doing some research on owls, and there was a genus of owl that was a Strix nebulosa. And so okay. I thought, oh, that's really cool. Just a cool, those words look really cool. And so I looked it up, and it sort of sent me down this whole rabbit hole of what the Strix represents, you know, in mythology. And so, yeah, so it's kind of like alluding to this sort of half human, half sort of aviary creature that's preying on children. Nice. But it's sort of, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You can fill in the rest on your own.
Google image search this. Check it out.
Yeah.
Strix nebulosa from the Old Iron Verdun split. If you like this, check it out and order this on Satanic Royalty. Again, play May 5th at Bar House, May 6th at Plaid Pig, May 7th at Little Devil's Lunchbox, May 8th in Portland. Thank you guys for doing this with me.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Here it is. It's Strix nebulosa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.